The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting up your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what he has done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In our gospel lesson, we hear Jesus explain what he must do to redeem us, and that's challenged by Peter. In our semi-continuous reading from Exodus, God's encounter with Moses tells us a lot on who and what God is. We're seeing here the definitions and the parameters of God, and they're not defined or set by us. The burning bush, which is blazing but not consumed, tells us something unique about the God of the Bible. This God can enter creation without destroying it. This bush is blazing, but it is not consumed. And when we fast forward to the incarnation, when God takes on our humanity in Jesus Christ, once again, we see how God can enter God's creation and creature and not destroy the integrity of the creation or creature. It is this God that draws near to us. We do not find God, but God finds us. This is the God who finds us. One who is compassionate, as we hear in Exodus, that our Lord had observed the misery of God's people who are in Egypt, heard their cry on account of their taskmakers, and knows their sufferings. God sees our misery, hears our cry, and knows our suffering. God uses people, and in Exodus, he has called Moses to be an agent of God's liberation. But when Moses or any of us are tasked with a mission to carry out in this world, we are assured of God's abiding presence. As we hear at Exodus, he said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. I will be with you, says the Lord to Moses. Now, it's worth noting here that when God does call and invite us to follow, we're not necessarily hit over the head with a 2x4. God's presence calls and draws us to the Lord. For Moses, the burning bush, it's not a bush that's right in front of him. God didn't use a bush that was right in front of Moses. It was a bush that was in the vicinity of Moses. It was in his sights, but it was from a distance. This caused Moses to explore. See, we want God to deliver as directly as Amazon Prime does. We want God to call out to us as directly as advertisements on social media or television. Yet this is not how God always works. Remember, it's God who sets the parameters, not us. We may want to define God in such a way. We want to set those parameters. But in our Exodus reading and our gospel lesson, God's the one that does this. And God is not confined to anything or anyone. We must be then attentive to seeing and hearing God calling us as God called to Moses and as Jesus called the disciples. When we are centered in God's word, we are more equipped. And when we're more equipped, then we're going to be more curious to explore God's abiding presence in the world. Hearing God's call to be messengers and servants of God's loving and liberating kingdom in this world. As Rick Morley writes, quote, "This mission field isn't always right in front of us. Sometimes we need to follow our instincts off the path to get a closer look. And sometimes we may just hear the voice of God when we do. In ministry, we are called, often enough, to look more closely, listen more intently, and search out the nooks and crannies of the world around us and hear the cry of people we might not normally hear." End quote. You can't read or watch any news source without finding someone to blame, someone to hate, or peoples to dismiss and divide ourselves from. I'm going to admit it, my buttons get pushed too. I want to hate. I want to dismiss. I want to divide myself from other people. And even when our outrage is justified, the actions we want to take might not be. We have the temptation to repay evil with evil. But when we are centered on the word, we realize the way in which God calls us to follow and to live. The world is quick to hate. The world is quick to dismiss. The world is quick to divide. The way of Christ calls us to love, to listen. The way of Christ seeks reconciliation. As we hear in Paul's letter to the Romans, we must not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Our God knows our misery, hears our cry, and knows our sufferings. And God would know this most intimately in the incarnation and the cross. In Christ, God is just not aware, but genuinely experienced our misery. Our God in Christ Jesus has cried our cries. Our God in Christ Jesus knows human suffering. And in experiencing all of that, Jesus shows us the way of the cross, which is the way of love. Like Moses and the burning bush, God in Christ Jesus invites us to take a closer look, to pick up our cross, and journey with our Savior in our fallen world. Our God desires to give us life and freedom, but life and freedom is found through the way of the cross. Like Peter, many want to deny the crucified identity of Jesus Christ. But the good news is, we don't have the power to define who God is. In the burning bush, Moses doesn't even get a name. Moses gets, "I am who I am." God simply is. He says, "Tell them, I am sent you." Our attempts to define God are going to get us off track and pull us from God's calling out to us to follow the way of love through the cross. The good news in all this is that we are defined by Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, washed, and made new in Christ, we get behind our Lord and follow. We're children of God. That's our identity. Sometimes in my own life, trying to get from point A to point B with our four children can be an adventure. Whether it be taking a walk or a hike, navigating through a public place, there's a temptation in one of them or all of them to get in front of us, which I to this day have always found interesting because they have no clue where they're going. They seriously have no idea where the store is we're going to or what turn on the hike, on the path that we're going to make. But there they are, right in front of us. I've even experienced this with older kids on mission trips and youth gatherings. We're going from point A to point B. And I ask, what are you doing? Do you know where you're going? No. Then get behind me, right? Follow. Of course, children are safer when they get behind us and follow. And as children of God, we're safer when we get behind Christ and follow. The good news being that when we get off path, Christ is going to put us back on it. And when we're on the path, we'll care for those in need in our walk with Christ. With those who suffer, we'll be there to minister to them because this world may have said that they don't matter. But there they are on their path. See, the path we follow brings us closer to Christ. And when we're closer to Christ, Christ brings us closer to others. And when we belong to God, some more good news. We belong to God forever. As the Lord said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And like Moses, when we hear the voice of God, seeing God's presence in the world, and like the disciples, getting behind Christ, picking up our cross, and following. It's what we're called to do. Hear the voice of God, get behind our Lord, pick up our cross, and follow. And in the love and mercy of God in Christ Jesus, we do not define our Lord, but our Lord redefines us through the abundant love and mercy poured out on us. That's the good news we carry with us on the path. That's the good news we share with those that we meet along the way, knowing that we undeniably belong to our God forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.